Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Anne. My name is Joseph Bowler. I'm here for my 10:30 interview for claim specialist. Thank you.
Yeah, it
Thank you.
job.
Oh, 5 minutes, thanks.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I'll take you back.
They're toughened scratchers, test.
No, you're going to do a little test first on the computer, so.
Uh-huh.
So you can sit here, they're and they will follow you, and then you'll just go through this little mock application, and then once you're done with that, they will come back and get you, and I'll do the interview.
Okay, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Good luck.
Date of birth. Do you consider yourself to have a handicap? Please tell me your mailing address. Apartment number? The city. The state? And the zip code. When filing for unemployment, you must list all the employers you have worked for in the last 18 months. I will be asking you for your reason of separation and your first and last day of work. So, what was your most recent employer? What was his name? What was the reason for separation? What was your first day of work? And what was your final day of work? And were there any other employers that you worked for within the prior 18 months besides one? Okay, what is the name of the other company? And what was the reason for separation? And Jane, what was your first day of work? Last day of work. Okay, Jane, we have completed your application. Please allow a couple of days for processing. And if we need more information, someone will be contacting you by phone or by letter. On Sunday, you will call a number to file your weekly claim. That number is different from the one you call today. So Jane, please grab a pen or a pencil so you can write down the number. That number is 1-800-555-5522. And if you have any questions, Jane, please feel free to call us back anytime. Thank you for calling Unemployment Insurance. Hope you have a great day. Goodbye.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Dan,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Did you print that out? Oh, yeah. Perfect. We're going to move to another room, Joe.
The office. All
right.
You having trouble finding the building today?
No. I just had to be very careful over at the
time. I know.
So.
Yeah, we do that on purpose. Oh, we don't do any business. Walking anymore. So, sign out there, unemployment office, this way, you have a, you know, a line all the way out to the streets.
Sounds like a good strategy.
Come on in, Joe, make yourself at home there in that seat.
All right. All right. Sean, nice to meet you. Joe. Howdy, nice to meet you, Sean.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, we do have a few questions to ask you, Joe, but before we do, just some questions for us.
Well, if I may, I mean, you know, what is your title? I mean, Sean, I mean, what is your job role?
I am a claims supervisor here, so I oversee a unit of staff for the claims specialist that was for the position that you're applying for.
Very good. And Dan?
I am the claims manager, so I do what these guys tell me.
Okay.
Sometimes.
And Tanya?
I'm a claims supervisor, the same as Sean, I oversee a unit.
Gotcha.
Basically, I would be overseeing what we're interviewing for, and specialists.
A little background about me, I have general administrative experience with an emphasis on verifying information from customers for various services, and, you know, in the past, it was open records requests, parking permits, and various administrative things where a person had to be authorized by an institution and regulation stuff. All right, if there's nothing else, I'm eager to dive into our questions.
Okay, and...
I will be starting.
Okay.
Okay, question number one. One of the primary duties of an employment security assistant is interviewing clients by telephone in a fast-paced call center, often with a high workload, stressful conditions, and handling difficult callers. Please give a brief description of any preparation that you have had for work of this nature, including any experience, examples, education, or training relevant to this type of work and working conditions.
Sure thing. Well, when I was clerk of the Student Association at UW Milwaukee, and that was from September 04 to May 2008, I greeted and received approximately 250 visitors weekly and determined an appropriate follow-up contact. I also answered routine customer questions about our student government and services we offered. And I processed about 120 parking permits and 30 open records requests on a typical week. And I did that via face-to-face, telephone, and email, as well as fax machine. So, and of course, I use a private branch exchange telephone because we share the same general extension over there at UWM. It's pretty much the area code and all the campuses 229. So it had to be a pro at the private branch exchange, you know, properly route the calls to appropriate office within our department.
And how long did you do that, Joe?
I did that approximately 4 years, and that's about 3 years and 9 months from September 04 through May 08.
Thank you.
Dependability is a key requirement in this position. Absences and tardiness cause an increased workload for others and degrade the service we provide to our customers. Please tell me what is your definition of a dependable employee, and if I were to contact your last three employers, what would they have to say about your dependability and punctuality?
Well, first, my personal definition as a working professional is someone who can either show up when they say they're going to show up, and if they can't, they must find a substitute who goes and fills in. And when I was the clerk at a student government, I managed four different assistant clerks. And, over turnover is probably about 12 in total. I managed over the 3 years, 9 months. And, I helped train them as to maintain a good schedule. I made sure that, if they had any reason whatsoever that they could foresee needing time off, they just openly communicate with me and see if they can work it out. And if not, then I would actually fill in for the assistant clerks. So my strategy is to actually take as many fill-in hours, substituting for others, as personally feasible. I notice that you offer overtime, so I have the work ethic and motivation to be punctual. But in terms of how my past three supervisors would evaluate me on punctuality, they would definitely agree that I stay true to my word, I show up, and I say them. And, if anything comes up, like let's say a big traffic detour, I make sure to call them as soon as possible. More often than not, that was at least an hour in advance as our policy, so I never had any write-ups because, And I should further note that with my most recent job where I work in a factory, I temp through QPS Employment Group. I'm a cheesebagger. And that is lean staffing. So you show up pretty much in under a day's notice. So it's the other outside of punctuality, not just coming in when you had been scheduled, but being available and willing to come in at the need of the employer with very little notice. And that Chief Backer job was November 2014 through the present.
Okay, thank you.
An unemployment claim specialist interacts daily with many callers, both unemployed individuals as well as employers, to assist them and to answer their questions. Describe the skills or qualities you have that will make you a good claim specialist.
Certainly. Well, as a clerk for a student government, again, dates for that were September 04 through May 2008. I interacted with a broad diversity of individuals, and some of them had, beef with the student government for whatever reason. So I did my best to calm them down by just being empathic, by being an active listener, hearing out their concerns. That is the number one key to customer satisfaction, is understanding their pain points, so I can better understand how we might address those needs. And in particular, open records requests. Now, they are governed by Wisconsin statutes as to what you can and cannot include. So some individuals were, I guess, disturbed as to certain things that they thought should not have been in closed session of our student government, but then I just calmly explained that there are various things such as personnel matters and FERPA-related content. In other words, anything pertaining to a student's academic record is protected by FERPA. So I was, of course, legally obligated to redact the information from my copies of open records requests, as well as being unable to forward emails to the confidentiality agreements, but I could produce the redacted hard copy. And, my friendly demeanor, I mean, not level-headed. I really don't get excited that easily, so if someone just, having a bad day, I can just, write off the storm until they're calm enough to, coherently file a claim, give me their information. And I'm sure you notice there's a method and a rhythm and a certain tone that I adopt. Some people have told me that I sound like a radio DJ. I'm not too sure about that, but people tell me that I have a soothing voice, so hopefully that's true.
So, Joe, are you still working for QPS now at the cheese factory, right?
Correct.
And you're also, at the same time, doing the, what is it here, educational consulting? Are you still doing that?
Yes, but it should be noted that I'm willing to give up my consulting job in exchange for this, because that involves a lot of self-promotion selling. And I'd much rather help people without all the busy work of trying to spread my own personal brand awareness. I'd rather help people via an institution that's already widely known, codified by statute. And people come to me and help, and I don't have to do as much searching for opportunities to help. I'm already there at the scene.
Okay. And both of those are like part-time, so you're...
Correct. That's how I juggle. Okay. Yes.
All right. And you're up there in Sauk County, right? How far of a commute would that be to here for you?
120 miles, but, I've saved up some money. 120 miles
okay.
is why I drove today, and there is a detour, but I still made it by 10:30. So, I'm a good planner. I know how to drive safely, and I actually would relocate down here if hired. So you don't need to worry about that commute, especially not in winter. I would not go and drive 120 miles when it's snowing. I would just move down here.
Okay. Is there a little valley on the other side of Reedsburg?
Oh yeah, western edge of Sauk County.
Hmm?
It's the western edge of Sauk County.
Yeah, I know where the valley is. Of Reedsburg.
I mean, as a crow flies, it's fewer than 120, but the drive itself was 120, especially that detour going around Sauk City.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Because they're doing a Highway 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we have. It's a commute. It's a commute.
Other questions, Kyle?
Nope. No, I do not.
Okay. Well, that completed what we wanted to ask. Do you have any questions for us at this point?
Yes, thanks for asking. First up, I have to find my place here. You know how call center agents have a script they use, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, like just completed, but this is my script. I'm kind of going by shorthand, a little choppy, made up. Very good at preparation, so I'm like, nope. But I guess I should volunteer my greatest weakness, and that is I'm very competitive, which drives me to compare myself against others, such as those who hold the same job title, which would be my peers in a call center. However, I've since learned different workers of the same job class will frequently have different circumstances, and therefore, it's more useful to help them achieve their goals than it is to compare myself to anyone else. And I continue to monitor my performance, not against individuals, but against organizational metrics and the benchmarks relevant to me. So my goal is to exceed expectations as often as possible, as well as to help others when I'm able. And so that was just a comment. Now, some questions I have about the position here. To what extent should a call center worker have leadership skills, in your opinion? I mean, like, Tanya, what do you think?
Should they have leadership skills?
Yes. Is that just nice to have, or is that a must have?
It's nice to have, but it's not a requirement to have leadership skills. Our main objective is to have our staff here ready to assist with the call volume and handle the workload.
Right.
I mean, we do have lead workers here.
Correct.
Who have stepped up from like claim specialists because they've wanted to advance and move on with that potential, but it is not a requirement for a claim specialist.
Very good, because my leadership experience is that our clerk, I completed the leadership retreat ropes course. That was in autumn 2005, and through teamwork, I learned that focusing on a single objective can reduce the emotional pressure and mental fatigue. Whether you're 30 feet above ground and reaching for that next rope, or maintaining workflow during times of change. I also learned how simple encouragement can empower others to utilize opportunities they might otherwise not. And both lessons helped me improve morale and reduce absenteeism in the student government office by nearly one-fifth, as well as prepare me for my summer 2008 promotion to the treasurer of our student government.
Okay.
Now, I will keep this really brief. One more question, please. Is there any concern about the slight difference between my most recent jobs and my qualifications for a call center? I just want to hear any concerns, you know.
Not really. This is really a, we're looking, you know, for a good fit. Previous experience is not a disqualifying, you know, if you haven't been in the call center before. But the kind of the qualities we're looking for are embodied in the questions that we ask.
Excellent. Well, if there's nothing else, I was wondering if you happen to have business cards. Or is that too early?
I do. On the way out, I'll stop by my office. I don't have any.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
He would.
No problem. No problem.
All right. That completes your questions?
That's the end.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your interest in the position, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I enjoyed meeting you today.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, Joe.
Sean?
Anything? Thank
you. Good meeting you.
Great meeting you.
You're
and
well?
I'm kind of sure you know what he's saying now.
All right.
Now you probably know where you're at.
Gotcha.
Not there, huh?
Oh, it's a bit sweltering, like that. You know, I make it work.
Yeah. I like it. We can move our music here, though. It's a lot of fun. You got to enjoy while you can.
I will.
Thanks again. And enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.